Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philly, you are so wonderful and interesting. You deserve a local news podcast all your own.
Check out the JohnCast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon. The Penn Relays are back this weekend at Franklin Field after a two-year hiatus because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, people will be coming from all over the world to take part and to watch. And included on the roster of participants is Dr. Joshua Book. He turns 85 this week, and on Saturday, he will run in the Masters 100-meter dash. Now, Dr. Book has spent more than half a century teaching finance at LaSalle University. Had the chance to talk with him about why he decided to start running in the relays a few years ago, how he prepares for the race, and more. This is really interesting. Give a listen. So just to set the table, you are 85 years young, am I correct?
In 3 days, on Thursday.
Okay. So
I think if I can jump in, because the Penn Relays always falls plus minus a day or two on my birthday. It's crazy. What a gift.
So it's fascinating. I was reading the article about you, and most people that compete in the Masters, it seems like they've been running all their life, but that's not the case with you, right?
Absolutely not. The first time I ran at the Penn Relays, I believe I was 77. And up to that point, the last time I ran 100-meter dash must be in my high school in Israel in 1954. I'm active. I play tennis a bit. I also started late in life too, only in age 65. But no, I am not a runner.
So what was kind of the origin of you getting into the Penn Relays?
Well, I played tennis with a group of double players, and there was a new player there, somebody I never met before. And when we switched court, he turned to me and said, "Josh, I never saw anybody run like you." So another guy told him, ask him how old he is. And he asked me, I said, I must have been 75, 76. He said, "You should go to the Penn Relays." I said, "What are you talking about?" So he said, "No, they have it for different age groups," which I didn't know. So sure enough, I went on the website, and yes, I saw age 75 was the highest age group. It took me maybe about a year to decide, and I called the guy who is in charge of us masters, the old guys, who is a wonderful guy, Phil Felton. He's a professor at Princeton, himself a runner. And he tells me, he asked me, "Do I have any records?" No, I didn't have any records. So he said, "Well, you need to get us some time or, because they have like 9 lanes, you know, in the heat." To make a long story short, one day I went to the Tom Peterson, the LaSalle track and field coach, And I told him this. And he just gave me a pair of sneakers and we went to the track and he timed me twice and he wrote a letter that I did it in 18-2 and he sent it in. So sure enough, Mr. or Dr. Felton calls me back later on. He said, you know, this year we are going to have also several people in their 80s and their 90s. So we will open a second heat. Hence, you'll run. So sure enough, they timed it right. They put me in the second heat, which was the slower heat based on their records. And, you know, I had my wife there and daughters and grandkids and son-in-law. And lo and behold, I'm running it and I won it. Actually, 30 yards into the heat, I am looking around and on the right, nobody was there. And I tell myself, oh, my God, I can win this thing. And, you know, you can even see in the video when I run, I'm not a runner. I was running like this. Stupid me, I actually slowed down. And the guy on the left almost bit me, almost caught up with me. So the noise, the tension. So to make a long story short, first time I'm running there, I'm winning my heat. Do I care? My grandkids care if I'm slower than the other heat or not or whatever. It was really exciting. What can I tell you? And the most amazing thing is I never understood what the home field advantage is. The energy, the screaming there, it's really unbelievable. And that's what I, in a way, I'm looking forward. It's not so much the running itself, but there is energy in the air there. It's like, I don't know how to express it. It's like you can cut the air almost, you know? And they put us all guys right before the major global events, like the men and women 100 meter dash or whatever it is. So it's really exciting. What can I tell you?
What year was the first year you ran?
I think 2015.
Okay. And you've run, other than the last couple of years when they haven't had the relays, you've run in every one since?
Yeah. And sure enough, so right after the relay, that guy came to me and said, you know, we were a bit suspicious with the letter you sent us, but you proved yourself. So from that year on, I kept coming in the middle of the group because, you know, they're runners, you know, wonderful. I try to run correctly, but I'm really not. And then that's a wonderful thing. They open also an 80-plus group. And I believe in 2017, it was right on my birthday to run at the 80-plus group. And once again, I just keep on coming in the middle of the group. I want to finish healthy and not last, if possible.
Do you do a lot of, if any, training at all?
Not really. Not really. I play tennis. I stay in shape. I still teach. I'm finishing my 51st year of university teaching. I teach finance at LaSalle University. What a wonderful place. I actually tell people I'm finishing my 102nd semester. It's a bit more of an impressive number. People get confused. Not counting summers. And, you know, I exercise a little bit more than usual before the race or whatever. I must tell you that this year, actually, I got a bit messed up because 2 weeks ago, I entered a school building and after rain, and I actually slipped and I hurt my knee. I just came from seeing my orthopedic doctor, who 2 weeks ago actually gave me 2 shots there. I'm fine. I'm going to run. But I didn't do anything. And today, of all things, he told me, start running a little bit. And today I'm actually going to run a little bit, just jog, not run. And let's hope for the best.
When you first took part, what was the 100 meter? Why did you choose that? Just was it the quickest, shortest, easiest thing to jump into?
Actually, I wish they had 50. You should see me on a tennis court. I mean, I drive people crazy, much younger than me. I get to every ball. Now, you know what's the biggest fun for me when I play tennis double is when my partner misses a ball and he thinks we lost the point, but they say, go back. We are in there. And guess what? We always lose a point because we are stuck on the same side. But I can really sprint really fast. I don't know if I have enough stamina for much longer. When I was young, yes. I grew up in Israel, and of all things, I lived a mile from the Mediterranean, and next door to me lived my gym teacher, high school gym teacher. And he used to knock on my door and awake me at 5:30 in the morning. We used to run barefoot on sand dunes to the beach. And so I used to run in those days a lot. Oh, he drove me crazy to run with him to the sea or whatever. Then we come home, grab something to eat, jump on a bike and go to the high school or whatever. So in those days I run, but otherwise I really don't. And the problem is because between you and me, I'm not disciplined enough to do things on my own. So when I play tennis, I have to be there. But to go jogging, it's a bit problematic. But in class, for example, I never sat down yet, ever, in my classroom. Maybe during an exam a little bit. But otherwise, I get my 10,000 steps every day I teach. Because I also walk all around. It's like surround sound.
Do you have a routine on race day? Now, you'll race Saturday, correct? The Masters are on Saturday?
Saturday around 1:30, yeah.
Do you have a routine?
Say it again?
Do you have a routine on race day that you go through?
I just eat a regular breakfast. I'll probably eat a good omelet and some avocado or stuff like this. And not really, you know. Most likely with my wife, and actually my brother from Israel is visiting me too this year, and we'll probably take the train to 30th Street Station. I live in Bluebell. We'll take a little walk there and run. And actually, this year, after the race, that evening, we have a small family 85th birthday celebration. Because you know what happened when you are little kids have birthdays every year. We get older every 10 years. Now when we get much older, it becomes again every 5 years, every 1 year. What can you do?
That will do it for this bonus episode of One on One. Many thanks to Dr. Joshua Book. Wish him the best of luck in his race on Saturday. You can follow the show on Twitter at One on One Pod. You can follow me on Twitter as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.